MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with our investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Nick Sproul, CEO of Trade Nation. Good morning.
Morning, Solomon. How are you?
Good. I hope you're well.
Good. Very well. Thank you. You got some quite big boots to fill today. And hopefully Simon's enjoying a nice sunrise surf.
Yes, absolutely. Let's jump right into it, Nick. Nick, you run a CFD business. You're obviously exposed as a multi-asset broker across the derivative portfolio. What are you seeing from a derivative perspective as where people are putting money into a particular asset or a preference of a particular asset? Where's money going?
Oh, so we're seeing a lot into, as your sort of previous guest alluded to, seeing it into the tech space. People don't want to miss out on the moves, and obviously CFDs provide an element of gearing and leverage for clients, which means, you know, your profits and losses are potentially magnified. So we are seeing a lot of exposure into that side of the market. We're seeing clients pile into gold. They've had an excellent run over the last couple of months, and it's been one of those sort of places where you don't want to have missed out. So those would be the two sort of areas we've seen the most activity in.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. Nick, we're seeing these CFDs, and a CFD really is probably the only instrument that can be used as a short in a particular stock. In your perspective, we spoke a little bit about portfolioization, alternate structures. How would we use a derivative like a CFD as either a speculator or investor or in a hedging scenario?
Yeah, sure. So for the most investment-minded clients, you can look to build a portfolio of shares or assets using the gearing. You take, let's say, 100,000 Rand, and you select three or four shares in the portfolio, and that would give you exposure, you know, to around about half a million Rand. Or you could just use it to invest in a sort of broad market exposure where you're buying an index like the S&P or the NASDAQ, and you get a basket of the best companies in those sectors. From a speculative point of view, clients would be looking to trade short-term price movements. So this may be ahead of a company's earnings or in response to some global events. And the speculative traders would tend to be in the market for a few days or even a few hours. And many of these clients would rely on charts or technical indicators to determine where the price is going to go next. On the hedging side, it's also an important application of CFDs because clients who already have an exposure to an asset like a share may be a bit concerned about what's coming out. And so you can sell or go short on that particular asset or share and hope to profit from that short-term price movement against your overall position. So you bank a little profit on the short, and hopefully that share price recovers and you come back and, you know, you've made some additional money that way.
Yeah, good summary there, Nick. I think if you look at, you know, if I go to the casino, I play black and red. The house has always got an edge on me. I think you, in a CFD scenario, you know, there might be some myths around it. But the misconception is that the bookie has a similar edge. That's not really true, because in my previous life, I understood that the house can never have a hedge and the broker never has a hedge. Am I right? It's a true reflection of investor money, investor trading, and investor then as all of the risk and all of the upside.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. I mean, brokers obviously initially have the other side of the trade, and then they may go into the market and hedge that exposure that they have against the client. But the market or the prices and the trading activity that clients are involved in is a complete reflection of what takes place in the underlying market. So you would get 100% of the upside if you are correct in your position. So I think there is a negative perception out there at times about, you know, the house and bookie. There is no edge. Clients these days have significant access to information, probably the same amount of information as most fund managers, and it's how they apply that. And if they manage their money well, manage their risk well, they have a very good opportunity to benefit from trading CFDs.
So I suppose one last question, Nick, then. If I've got an investment portfolio made up of stocks and shares mostly, maybe a little bit of OTC stuff in there, what do you think is the, maybe just give me a percentage, or I'll maybe put you on the spot here, what percentage should I throw into some sort of a derivative where I have this leverage effect as part of my portfolio?
I think, you know, more and more clients are looking to manage some of their own risk and manage more of their portfolios. I would say anywhere between, you know, 3% and 5% to have that little speculative edge and opportunity to profit and make some decisions for yourself would be the right kind of number, in my opinion.
Thanks, Nick. Nice chatting. Go well, mate.
Thanks very much, Solomon. Take care.
This show was brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with our investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.